Imagine your favorite celebrity on the biggest red carpet of the year. They aren't wearing flowing silk or, draped tulle. Instead, a team of assistants has literally lubricated and vacuum sealed them into this skin-tight, hyper-reflective garment that just looks like poured liquid.
Right, like an absolute spectacle.
Yeah, exactly. And you're probably watching this at home wondering how anyone actually breathes in these outfits, let alone walks up a flight of stairs. But that striking, restrictive material latex has just completely exploded.
Oh, absolutely. It has totally burst out of those underground niche subcultures and is really demanding the global spotlight right now.
It really is. So, welcome to your custom deep dive. Today, our mission is to explore how this unique community is spotlighting its creative talent and global fashion impact through, well, a massive new milestone, the inaugural Latex Fashion Awards.
Yeah, the organizers are creating an entirely new infrastructure to legitimize this craft. I mean, they are introducing these highly esteemed trophies, literally called glossies, with winners decided by an eminent panel of judges.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second because I am trying to understand the leap here. Is working with latex really that much more complex than tailoring fine leather or high-end fabrics? Like, yeah. Why does it need its own hyper-specific set of technical benchmarks?
Well, working with latex completely breaks the rules of traditional fashion. I mean, you cannot simply run a needle and thread through it.
Right, because you just puncture holes in it.
Exactly. You'd ruin the garment. Every single seam has to be chemically bonded or glued by hand. Plus, it degrades if it's exposed to certain oils or metals, and getting the fit right is just an incredibly unforgiving process.
Oh, wow. That sounds incredibly stressful to work with.
It really is. And that technical difficulty is exactly why the panel-voted categories matter so much. They are establishing industry standards with awards for newcomer or emerging designer and best new collection.
And both of those require the designer to have launched within the last 18 months, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they are also mapping out the entire landscape with awards for best mask style and best femme style designers. To be taken seriously on a global scale, an industry needs strict professional benchmarks. And these awards are actively shaping that landscape.
See, here's where it gets really interesting to me. They have a highly specific category for best online shopping experience, but they drew a very hard line, like marketplaces like Etsy or eBay are strictly excluded.
Yeah, it's a firm rule.
I have to admit, that feels a bit ruthless. For a community that likely started with independent creators making garments in their basements, why lock out the platforms that probably launched their careers?
Well, what's fascinating here is that this specific rule forces a graduation away from that basement hobbyist era. Selling latex isn't like, shipping a cotton t-shirt.
Because of the sizing issues.
Yes, it requires precise custom sizing guides, highly specific care and storage instructions, and complex shipping timeframes just due to the manual labor involved.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. By requiring designers to build their own standalone storefronts, featuring ease of use, accurate product descriptions, and realistic photography, the industry is proving it has the business maturity to offer a polished, professional consumer experience.
So it is demanding that the business infrastructure matches the quality of the garments.
Exactly.
But building a beautiful website doesn't automatically mean people will buy your vacuum-sealed rubber outfits.
Yeah.
How does a notoriously challenging material actually reach the masses?
Basically, it reaches them through visual media, primarily screens and models. The organizers have set up categories to measure this reach, like Best Latex Fashion Model of the Year, which evaluates a model's global impact over the last 12 months.
Okay.
Then there is the award for Best Latex Fashion, featured in a movie, TV series, or music video, tracking releases over the past 18 months.
So what does this all mean? They have all these panel-voted technical benchmarks, but then they have the big one, the fan-favorite award for the best celebrity latex outfit designer.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Covering red carpets, talk shows, talent shows. To me, this feels like treating celebrities as billboards that breathe. A mannequin cannot show you how dynamic and fluid this material looks in motion.
No, definitely not.
But why is this the only category in the entire event decided by a public vote instead of the judges?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the organizers explicitly state that celebrities and latex go hand in hand. When a pop star wears custom latex on stage, they are providing a high-powered marketing vehicle to an audience of millions.
Right, it's massive exposure.
Exactly. Handing the vote over to the fans perfectly closes the loop between the creator who engineered the garment, the celebrity who brings it to life, and the consumer who admires the spectacle.
Oh, I see. You get the fans heavily invested in the voting, which drives massive traffic to the designer's standalone websites, which in turn convinces more celebrities to wear it. It is a brilliant self-sustaining loop.
And the momentum for that loop is building quickly. Public nominations for these awards are opening very soon.
Yeah, so if you are listening and want to cast a vote for your favorite celebrity look, you will want to head over to the Latex Fashion Awards website. Also, make sure to follow their socials on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok to catch all the upcoming announcements as they drop.
This really raises an important question for you to ponder as this event unfolds, too.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
If a material as historically niche, underground, and physically demanding as latex can generate enough mainstream momentum to host its own global celebrity-driven award show.
Right. What else is out there?
Exactly. What other seemingly obscure fashion subcultures are quietly building their own mainstream empires right now, just waiting to completely redefine the red carpet?